Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Monday. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Harmon off tonight and tomorrow. Steve DeSager in for him. I actually talked to Harmon today. He's kayaking with his kids. We had to make a pick in fantasy football, and it was like 3 hours had gone by. I'm like, dude, where were you? He says, oh, we went kayaking, and I didn't want to lose my phone if I tipped over, so I left the phone on shore. I said, did you tip over? He said, no. I said, all right, well, keep your phone with you from now on. So that's a glimpse into what Harmon has going on today. The biggest thing today, obviously, we spend a lot of time on the show tonight. There's going to be a lot of fire on the show. As college football is on the brink of getting postponed, not canceled, let me just say this. Anybody who wants to say college football is canceled, you're politicizing it. College football is not getting canceled. If there winds up being no fall season, they are going to try to play in the spring. So it's not being canceled. Even if the votes happen tomorrow, canceling is not happening. There's not going to be an announcement saying, we're not playing football, we'll see you again all next summer. So just understand, because this is at a point now where any conversation that comes with college football is going to get somewhat political, because this is where we're at in the country. But just first thing, college football is not getting canceled. One of three things is going to happen. Tomorrow there's going to be a meeting with the Big Ten. There, all the presidents will meet at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, where a decision is expected to be made on the college football season, whether it is to push it to September 26th or postponing it until the spring with the hopes that COVID-19 improves by then. The Big Ten is leading the way on this. They are hoping that if they decide to postpone, that the other Power 5 conferences will fall in line along them. This has just come out from Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports 1 college football insider extraordinaire, who says the Pac-12 ADs and coaches met with Larry Scott tonight. They will also vote on Tuesday, the league presidents, whether the Pac-12 will postpone the fall season, delay, or proceed. So there are three choices. We're going to play. We're going to play at the end of September. We're going to try to play in the spring. Nothing is getting canceled, right? There's no cancellation. No, nothing. No one's saying that's it. We're not closing up shop on college football. We're not canceling. Now, there are many who are on the side of they should postpone, and then you have the side of that we should play. Certainly the SEC is of that. They want to play. Scott Frost, Nebraska head coach, said we want to play. Lincoln Riley has also said we want to play. Everybody wants to play, right? Everybody wants to play. Scott Frost, the most demonstrative of all the coaches in that Nebraska, he said, would go and try to find a schedule if there is no Big Ten season tomorrow, if that's voted tomorrow. So that's where we sit right now. The Big Ten is set to vote. And if you've been listening all day, Dan Patrick had on Fox Sports Radio earlier this morning that the vote is 12-2 for the Big Ten to have colleges postpone the season this fall. The only outliers were Nebraska and Iowa. They're the ones that want to play a normal schedule and normal time. So this is Dan Patrick with this bit of news earlier today, which kind of looks like it makes the vote tomorrow a fait accompli, that we're going to get a vote for the Big Ten to postpone the college football season. But again, this is where we're at right now. We're waiting for that tomorrow. We are on the eve right now, Steve DeSager, of one of the most momentous days in college football, something that we've never seen, and it can go either way. We can get the Big Ten saying we're going to postpone. We can get the Pac-12 saying we're going to postpone. We can get the ACC and the Big 12 saying, yeah, we're kind of not sure. And the SEC saying, come join us. We're going to play. It's, oh, well, what are you going to pick? So this is the eve where tomorrow the dominoes are going to fall. And if I can look ahead into the future, I would say by this time tomorrow, we're going to have at the very least the Big 10 and the Pac-12 saying we're going to postpone the season. And everybody's playing conference-only schedule, so right now it seems okay. When you get into bowl situations, that's where it gets difficult. But I would say we're going to have the Big 10 and the Pac-12 are going to say we're going to postpone. The SEC is going to try to do a last-gasp effort, try to convince the ACC and the Big 12, let's all try to play this fall, where the ACC and the Big 12 have to make their decision. And I would think in the end, the ACC and the Big 12 will go the way of the Pac-10, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten saying, we're going to postpone our season as well. And the SEC will stay around for a little while in the next few days trying to figure out a way if they can play in the fall.
Well, this is life to people in the SEC, so I can see them obviously being the last holdout. But the Pac-12, remember, came out with its schedule and say, okay, we won't start on time. We'll start in late September, and opening day will be USC against UCLA and Arizona against Arizona State, to which some people said, we can't even practice in pads yet. What are you talking about?
We're gonna. Here's our opening day. Get ready.
Always. August 17th has been the big date in the back of some people's mind, including mine. And what do you know? That's a week from today. Can practice start then? Because there's always that 4 to 6 week clock, and it's been that way for months, that you have to have that kind of a ramp up to then have a full, well, nearly full college football season, right? The NCAA has even said, and guys have been doing what, film study and stuff like that, but not actual practices. The NCAA has said at least 4 weeks. Some coaches have said we could use 6 weeks. Remember, we didn't have spring football. So August 17th, if you're wondering why this is all happening this week, because August 17th is next week. It's next Monday.
You know, and that's the thing, is that whatever side you're on, and do I agree that college football should be postponed for a little while? Yes. If the presidents can say we are concerned and we can't make it as acceptably safe as we can, because you can't make it 100% safe. I don't think anybody is looking for that. But if you can't make it acceptably safe, and we heard earlier today that the heart conditions that are seen to potentially be part of a result of getting stricken with COVID-19, depending on who you are, that's really what's giving pause to the presidents about playing this season. If you can't guarantee safety to an acceptable degree, then you can't play. I mean, that's got to be respected. If you can't feel, we can't keep the kids safe, and that's got to be respected. And the bottom line, and even if you say, oh, I think they can, there is no school that is ready to play a football game in 2 weeks. There is no school right now that's ready to play. Nobody. Nobody's ready in 3 weeks. As you said, they're not even in pads yet. No school. No one. They haven't been able to throw.
And even the workouts, some schools have had to pause, right?
So yeah, there's no way any school is ready to play when they want to start the college football season. Now, I said I looked middle of October. That's where I said, let's look to try to play middle of October. That lets all the schools come back for the fall semester. Are we going to have in-person learning? Are we going to have distance learning? Let's figure everything out, because these school presidents, they want to keep the doors open on their school. And if theirs is the school that decides to play football and kids get sick and one kid dies, guess what? This is not, well, that's just the football program at this university. This is that school decided to play football and a kid died. I mean, even the SEC has to understand that, hey, if we play and a kid dies or a coach dies, that's gonna take college football, that's take the whole sport down. I mean, really, in the end, I think they really understand that. You know, they understand that part. So there's a lot of things going on here that, you know, these different avenues to go to. But the main thing is that we're not going to be ready to play. Schools can't guarantee the safety. And even the ones that want to play, that still want to put out this good show, like the SEC, whether you're Nebraska, whether you're Oklahoma, whatever, you have to understand what could happen if something happens because you decide to play, and what that's going to mean for the sport of college football if you can't control COVID-19. That's all got to be going into what happened today, which is why I agree. Postpone the season. Let's look at it and see when we can play it again. Middle of October would be good for me. They may say, let's try for the spring. We get everybody on the same page, and we can have a whole season with bowl games. Hey, if it works out that way, it works out that way. But postponing is the right thing, because we're not ready for a game. And clearly schools, at least when the Big Ten is meeting and it's 10 to 2, hey, this is what we're doing. You know what? I think this is the right call.
And the conversation about this can be had without even the extremity of saying, what if a player dies? Because someone's going to come back and say, well, so few people in that age group actually die. We're talking, let's go back to your heart issue, because the ace of the Red Sox staff last year, Eduardo Rodriguez, cannot play baseball this year because he was dealing with COVID earlier this summer, and an MRI last month showed myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and he's sitting out the season because of it. These are athletes, for crying out loud. All-star first baseman Freddie Freeman, not the smallest of guys. My goodness, that wiped the floor with him, this disease. We're not talking about death. We're talking about what it can do, because There is no vaccine for it in the year 2020. We're not expecting one realistically in 2020. And so just because you're of a certain age or you're an athlete, you're not immune. You're not. It doesn't really matter if the end result is, well, we had no deaths in college football. Well, what are you doing to people's health? Because keep in mind, this is something that is avoidable. You can actually take precautions and lessen the stress and lessen the numbers, as we've heard, lessen the curve earlier this year in how we deal with this virus.
You know, Jason Smith Show with Mike Carman, Steve DeSager in for Mike. And when you put all this in and you understand this is where things are going, the other side of it is, oh, well, anybody that talks about not and agreeing with not playing, you want to see sports canceled. You want to see sports canceled. And, you know, I know that upsets people. It just makes me laugh because anybody that says that is such a meathead. Because do you really, honestly, let's just say you think I want sports canceled, right? Let's say you think Jason Smith, he wants college football canceled, obviously, because he's talking about caution when we're going to play the season. He wants sports canceled. Just think about this. This, just for a second, I it kind of reminds me when President Obama was, it was 2012, and it was the election year, and it was him and I think it was him and Romney, and somebody asked him a question about gas prices going up, and it was a real like conspiracy theory type question, like you know, there's some people who think that maybe the gas price is going up, you know, you're controlling it to for whatever reason, and he goes, let me stop you right there, and he says to everybody in assembly, says, does anybody think it's a good idea for gas prices to go up for an incumbent president in election year? Anybody think that? Okay. Let me stop here. Let me raise my hand. I do sports for a living. We all do sports for a living. Yep. What happens if there's no sports? Do we
it's
have jobs?
Not as good as it was.
No. Do we have jobs? No, I mean, we don't, if there's no sports, we don't have jobs. So why would we root against college football?
I lost three NFL jobs this month. I was supposed to work different games, and there is no preseason. So, yeah, I can speak for people in this building. I can't speak for all media members. That's a lot of people. But in this building, I don't know a single person that doesn't want sports.
Hey, listen, I gave you a couple bucks last week, Steve. I can't foot the bill for everything. I understand what's going on. No, people, everybody is losing jobs. And what's being written about mainly in the media is about sports coming back and we're playing, we're this, we're that. People lose jobs, right? The less sports there are, the less our jobs may be. If you cover college football for a living, you have to say, boy, even if you're saying I agree with not having a season, you're saying that because even though you're knowing that, my job might not be there. I mean, to think that the people don't want sports, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Nobody wants sports canceled, right? Nobody wants to cancel it. Everybody just wants it to be done the right way. And we're thinking about human terms now because as we've seen the past 4.5 months, all right, some of the stuff you argue about, we get so, okay, we've hit a different kind of life. And it's been a new normal for us all to try to figure out. And so what is more important now than maybe it wasn't so important back then? There are certain things. But everybody wants sports to return. All right? Everybody wants it. All right? And when the news is the potential cancellation of or the potential postponement of sports, that's how we have to cover it. I mean, we can't control the news. If the news today is that, hey, the vote tomorrow for college football is coming in, and maybe the Big Ten is going to vote to postpone, and
that's
so will
news.
The Pac-12, that's news. I can't say, oh, forget that. Well, they should still play. Then we're not being genuine. We're just throwing out. Oh, then you're not getting anything from a show. Anybody you listen to, right? This is the news, and now we react to it. For a lot of things we do here on this show and everything else, sports talk radio. I like to get outside the box and do creative things and do different things, and that's fun, and that's what makes our show stand out. But at the end of the day, you have to give everybody meat and potatoes, right? And we are a meat and potatoes read and react business. When there's a big news story out, we react to it, we tell you what we think, and that's how our business is. So if the story is it looks like college football is going to get canceled, well, that's kind of how we have to take the angle of the story. And when all of this comes up, it's like, okay, there's some people you just can't please, some people you just can't convince of what's going on. But when these stories come up, it's second nature. Okay, what's this all about? Well, now we tell you, there's a real chance that college football gets canceled tomorrow. I want to be positive. I like to be positive and tell you what, but there's a real chance the sport's going to be postponed tomorrow. Not canceled. I've got to do my own thing.
And it might only
be postponed.
I say only two conferences, not all of college football,
right,
for the fall yet, but people think the dominoes are going to fall, that one of the major conferences saying, nope, not for us this fall, is going to cause another of the major conferences going to say, nope, not for us either then.
Yeah, and look, is the SEC going to play by themselves? I can't see them doing that.
I can.
I can see them trying, but if the rest of college football is going to play in the spring, they're going to say, well, this is when we're going to do our bowls, and this is when we're going to do it. I mean, you're still having a season where you're trying to crown a national champion and play a bowl game. And if everybody decides we're going to try again at the end of September or in the spring or the beginning of the year, is the SEC really going to play? And then the rest of the NCAA is going to say, okay, well, that's great, but we're going to do our championship thing this season, so good luck.
They do that in the spring. But I just had this conversation about the Southeastern Conference with one of the producers here yesterday, and my response immediately was, for decades, the SEC has said, well, we all play football down here. I don't know what you guys are doing. So I can absolutely see them playing. And
I can see them trying.
And
but
seeing
I can't.
Their champion of the conference season being crowned national champion.
Or doing their own national champion.
Exactly.
Like the NBA players when they go, no, we're going to have our own MVP. We don't care who you vote. We're going to have the players' awards at the end of the year. That's going to be our real
of
MVP.
Of course I can see that, yes.
Twitter at HowAboutAFresca. Phone number 877-99 on Fox. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in from Mike tonight. Indeed knows that for any business, the most important step is the next one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed helps you find high impact hires fast without any long-term contracts and with more efficient use of your budget thanks to their super flexible payment options. So take that next step with Indeed, who's giving you a free $75 credit for your first sponsored job post so you can get in front of more quality candidates fast. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply. We have more football on the way. We react to the college football decision that could be coming tomorrow. What does this mean for the NFL? Jason Locke and Flora, CBS Sports NFL Insider, stops by with us, has the latest on all that. Keep it right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager in from Mike tonight. And Steve, I don't know if you had this in one of your updates, but I wanted to pass this along before we get back into football.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets officially opted out of their game tonight against the Washington Nationals.
So it's not just one player.
Yeah, if you know, the Mets opted out. They lost 16-4. I believe they opted out in the middle of the Nationals' 7-run fifth inning.
So that made it 12-0 at the time.
Yes.
But hey, the Mets got a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth. Some cosmetics on the scoreboard. By the way, with the opt-out phrase, the story today was that Mets pitcher Marcus Stroman opted out of playing this year. Too many unknowns, he said, with the virus. He'd been rehabbing a calf injury, and then I read, guess what? He's now earned enough service time for free agency. So now he opts out.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Marcus Stroman, and I don't doubt that COVID-19 is part of it, but
doesn't want to make the Miami trip, for example.
Yeah, you're seeing athletes now, some opting out because hey, I have a big time COVID-19 concern with my family, and I understand. But of course, you're also seeing athletes saying, "Well, if I don't have to risk it, COVID-19," and that's Marcus Stroman. All right, he's trying to come back from an injury. He's never really been all in being a Met. He never has. He didn't like the trade when it happens. Now the Mets are going to wind up giving away two pitchers for and getting nothing out of him. But he's always been lukewarm about being a Met, and I'm sure he sees it as, I'm trying to come back. I'm not 100% healthy. I'm trying to come back. Why am I going to pitch, and I'm going to potentially damage my leg when I'm going to sign a contract in free agency in the offseason? I'm not going to pitch and come back and get hurt. It doesn't mean that much to me, so I'm opting out. So because, and of COVID-19, I'm sure COVID-19 is part of it, but you're saying, okay, how many starts am I going to have? Is it worth it for me? Am I going to increase or decrease my value at all? No, all I could do is potentially continue to get hurt or re-injure myself, re-injure my leg. I'm not going to do it, so I'm opting out. That's Marcus Stroman.
Too much of a coincidence about the service time, because this is what I was thinking, that if Mookie Betts didn't re-sign with the Dodgers, for example, this year, because they started talks in the spring and then nothing happened until July, and when he's unsigned and the Dodgers might literally have him only for a couple months and then he leaves in free agency, I thought initially, okay, if he's not re-signing, This is the only reason he's coming back to the Dodgers to play the 2 months is because he needs the service time to get the free agency this offseason.
So, yeah, that's right, the Mets, yo. I remember when the Mets had great pitching. Oh, look at that. Let me think back.
2-2 from Shreve to Cabrera. He reaches for one and hits in the air to deep left center field. Yeah. Back on this one, McNeil to the warning track, to the wall, and it is gone.
I didn't ask for that. Yeah. It just gets played. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Nope. Somebody, you said Mets. We play a bad highlight that involves the Mets getting smacked.
Somebody mentioned last week, boy, those Marlins are having a great start. Break up the Marlins. And I said, well, they can't play the Mets and Orioles every game for the next 2 months. So. And you can't have DeGrom pitch every game for the next 2 months either. No. So that's that. The Mets are 7-10, by the way, as we speak. Yeah. It's just that they lost 16-4 tonight, so you can understand. And Steven Matz. My goodness. Eight runs allowed in 4 1/3. He is 0-3 for New York.
Yeah. Boy, I remember the days when the Mets have six starters. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Now they got one. They have 1.5 starters. They have DeGrom and David Peterson. That's it. That's they have.
I'm sorry, who? DeGrom and who?
David Peterson. Check him out. I'll tell you what, he's the guy I'm excited about the most, outside of DeGrom, obviously. But check out David Peterson. Trust me. You will come up with very, very good stuff on him. But joining us now on the hotline, speaking of good stuff, nobody better to talk all the latest in football than CBS NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, taking time out of his very busy new venture, which is now, I would say he does maybe 10% football, 90% baseball cards and opening packs. It's Jason. What's happening, Jay?
Sad but true. I am trying to make – I am done with these breaks for a while. I'm trying to get off – my addiction, and I promised my wife that I would sort through this cabinet that I just basically took over and plundered, and that I would go through these cards and figure out what I'm keeping and what I'm not. So literally, that's what I was doing.
All right. I mean, I get on your Twitter account, and how the glee you look forward to opening a box of Bowman or Topps or whatever you're going to do on your radio show. I'm like, this is so exciting.
We live for the small victories these days, gentlemen. And I also would just say, don't count your victory eggs against the Orioles before they hatch, because we're 7-7, but really 8-7, because the Nats don't know how to handle their damn tarp. But the O's are no joke.
Yeah, I don't. Every time I look up, I feel like they're losing, and yet they're 500. I mean, oh, they lose three to the Yankees, they lose three here, but here they are at 500.
No, they either get swept or they sweep. That's pretty much what happens to them. Yeah.
All right, now before we get into the NFL, your reaction today, obviously the biggest story, the Big Ten is going to officially vote tomorrow on whether they have the college football season. The Pac-12 will vote as well, and as Dan Patrick reported on Fox Sports Radio earlier this morning, right now the vote for the Big Ten presidents was a lot to a little, saying we're going to postpone fall sports. What do you think about where college football is right now?
We've been talking about this on my radio show for 5 months since this thing started, and my sense the entire time was that college football, as we know it in the fall, would be a complete impossibility, that there would be a point in time where it would be close to go time, and school presidents and athletic directors would be talking to health officials, and they'd be talking to lawyers, and they'd be talking to their insurance companies, and they would be given a, you know, here's the worst case scenario, here's our, you know, sort of down the middle projections, and here's what if we completely dodge a bullet and there's an act of God and there's a total miracle and somehow this doesn't affect us the way it's affected every other, you know, venture in this country the last 5 months, then, you know, here's what we might be looking at from a health and safety and from a, you know, potential damages standpoint. And there was no way that math was going to add up, at least I, you know, as best I could tell. And that's where we are now. And I don't see how they're going to play these games, not as we normally would expect. And I'm sure there'll be some teams and maybe even a conference or two that just tries to plow through and says, well, we're going to be like barnstormers. We'll play anybody, anytime. You know, we'll pick up and meet you wherever, whatever, a public field in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you know, there'll be some people who just are dead set about playing certain coaches, certain schools, but I don't think the math's going to be there for them to be able to play anything close to a normal schedule. You know, these are kids. They're not being compensated. They can't be guaranteed the sort of health and safety measures that they would want. A lot of these campuses don't even have the infrastructure that would be required to even pretend that they're student athletes, to even pretend that they have the amenities, the ability to see their professors, to go to office hours, to, you know, meet in the library. I mean, that's not the reality on a lot of these campuses. So how are we going to do this football thing? This is not surprising to me, and I don't see how they're going to be able to do this until there's a vaccine, or at least until this country has a way better handle on this thing than it does right now.
So when it comes to the National Football League, obviously there's a lot that they're able to look at, and they see Major League Baseball struggling with, boy, how do they make up games when positive COVID-19 tests postpone season? The Cardinals, there's no way they can finish their season.
No.
So they have to figure that out. It's going to happen with other teams. Now college football is being postponed, and everybody's getting a big vote here. What influence is this going to have on the NFL, if there's any?
Oh, I think the NFL is absolutely going to. It's different than they see themselves as different than sort of everything else, you know. And right now, the numbers in the NFL look really good. Was it 64 positives or something like that? Now they haven't started really practicing yet and rubbing up against each other, and they certainly haven't started traveling yet, and we don't know what schools open, what that's going to mean, because by and large, NFL players are what in their early 20s to early 30s. They have kids who are in elementary school, kids who are in middle school. How is this? What are these communities going to look like? Will the numbers be even worse when, if you do have kids back in school, not virtually, but physically? So there's still a lot of uncertainty, but I don't think, guys, the NFL will be deterred until common sense, medicine, health, optics, everything says, hey, this doesn't make sense. This isn't right. This isn't just, or this just isn't safe. How soon we reach that point, if we reach that point, your guess is as good as mine, but it's not like the NFL has some magic elixir that no other league had, or that no other corporation has, or no other walk of life has. And the idea that, if everybody does the right thing, I don't think guys should automatically get a scarlet letter for picking up a virus that we don't know that much about, that's so prevalent, that spreads so easily, and that you might get it, at grocery shopping. You might get picking your kid up from school. It doesn't have to be like at the club or at the casino or whatever. I just think that, again, we've talked about this, that you start doing the numbers and the multiples of human, interaction that's required to get through an NFL practice week, let alone 16, 17 weeks of a full season. I think it will take a miracle for them to be able to get all the way through without interruption. But they've, again, this has worked out really well for them to this point. So who knows?
Jason, this is Steve. It reminds me of the old phrase. That's what we're going to be saying years from now. The old phrase, the virus sets the timeline. It also reminds me a bit of the old Vince Scully phrase. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So as we go into the NFL season, are they just going to make it up as they go, like MLB, and say at one point, fine, 14 games is the regular season. Let's just get to the playoffs and more massive.
Yeah, I think if you're not malleable, right, if you're not willing to adjust and reinvent your norms and expectations, right, then you've got no shot. The NFL clearly doesn't want to play those cards until they've absolutely been dealt that hand. But of course, they build contingencies into the schedule, and there's going to have to at least be ongoing discussions about what it might look like 3 weeks from now with what's going on in this country. Does it still make sense to start exactly when we would? Does it still make sense to finish exactly when we think we would? I mean, again, I just look at what's going on in baseball. With, you know, I don't know, any given week, 10 to 20% of the league being affected by stops, starts, postponements, indefinite postponements, cancellations. We're going to move this game here. We're going to have the Marlins do this now. And then instead of the Yankees coming here, we'll have the Marlins go there. With the way baseball's built it up with just two divisions playing each other, and you know, there's a lot more leeway and a lot more flexibility with games every day and built-in off days. With the NFL playing once a week, if a team, you know, had a situation like the Marlins or the Cardinals, the Cardinals have 15 postponed games and they've played five. You know what I mean? If a team had to sit for 10 days in the NFL and you're missing at least 2 to 3 games and you're only playing 16, I mean... Yeah. You do the math. You know what I mean? Like, you miss 3 weeks. It's almost a quarter of your season. How are you making that up on the back end? I don't know.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports NFL Insider. Check him out on 105.7 The Fan as well. And he will open any baseball cards you would like him to open on his show, whatever it
is. Let's go. Sharky's box breaks. My eight-year-old. He's hooked now, too.
I'm waiting for that family intervention when your wife sits you down and says, okay, enough.
Oh, no, it's happened. Enough. It's happened. I'm waiting for when I open up a pack and get a $60,000 card and I can be like, hey, hon, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Hey, is that the first thing you would say? I'm not an idiot.
I would run to eBay and be like, okay, I'm out of debt.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next
guys.
Week.
Have a good one.
All right. Great stuff there from Jason Lockenfora. And you know, the thing is I hope, Steve, that the NFL, the one lesson, the one big misstep for Major League Baseball so far has been, you can backseat drive all you want, Monday morning quarterback all you want.
There's plenty to do there, yes.
Right, but the biggest thing, what baseball needed to do and they didn't do, was they didn't build in, hey, what's going to happen if players get positive COVID-19 tests?
No, let's just cram as many games as we can possibly do into 2 months.
Right, let's just get it all in. Forget about guys who
nothing's
decided.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing to see people.
Forget about guys like who said, hey, you know what, screw it. Let's break quarantine and go to a bar like we saw with the Indians. I mean, Clevenger, and that's an incredibly dumb story.
And Zach Plesac.
But what I'm hoping the NFL does, they have it, and at some point they kind of have to let us know, is that, listen, we have a schedule in place that has bye weeks every month. Or maybe it's a 14-game schedule instead of a full schedule, and we have a bye every month in which we make up the games that needed to be made up then. Because if you just have one game postponed, that adds a week to the NFL season. Because it could be a game that has to be, what if a team is 9-6 and they got to play that game, because if they go 9-7 somebody else gets in the playoffs, but if they go 10-6 you're gonna have to do it up.
Like the NBA and say, well, we're just going by winning percentage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, when you have that many games, you can do it. You can go by winning percentage, but when you're missing as many games as the Major League Baseball as you can, and the NFL, you can't go, but you can't do that. But the thing is, you're going to wind up having games postponed. You're going to have three or four games postponed over the course of a month at least. So if you build that in to say, okay, great, here's what we're doing. We're making up those makeup games on this day. Oh, great. And then we're starting from zero. And then we're hopefully doing better with COVID-19, and there's less games after me. But if you build that in, you build in those weeks, that will do a lot towards being able to complete the season and not have to fly by the seat of your pants like Major League Baseball is doing, because that's what they're doing right now.
This is exactly what the Big Ten was saying a few weeks ago when they said, okay, we're going to build in some off days into this. We're going to schedule Ohio State, Michigan early. And then if we need extra weeks, you know, we have room to push games back, even the rivalry games. They were thinking that way weeks ago, and now, of course, we're expecting to hear from the Big Ten tomorrow. Things may have changed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager. In for Harmon tonight, the night the Mets opted out of their game against the Washington Nationals. So this hour's been spent on a lot of college football, and rightfully so, as we are on the eve of what could be a momentous day for college football tomorrow, whether the season's going to be played on time or postponed till the spring. But if you want the good news is we're going to have college football. And for everybody's, oh, nothing's getting canceled. First of all, nothing's getting canceled tomorrow. Nothing is getting canceled. It could be postponed. But we're going to have college football, and it's very easy why, right? Just think about how our lives have gone here in the country the past few months.
You're writing this down in pen? Really?
I'm writing this down in pen. Think about how it's gone, okay? Let's say college football decides we're going to postpone, we're going to play in the spring. Now, the spring could be February, it could be March, who knows when it's going to be. Could be 8-game season, it could be 9, who knows what it's going to be.
It's usually about March 21st, I think.
Yeah, so if they could say we're going to start beginning in March, we're going to go in February through the spring, it could be pretty arbitrary. They're not going to be locked into a date. Although I don't see them playing football opposite the NCAA tournament in basketball. But the big thing is that, think about where we're going to be, this country, in February or March. Let's just say take March 1st as an arbitrary date, right? That'll be the spring. If we have not taken care of COVID-19 by then, right? And if there's been no push to flatten the curve and we're still seeing cases go up and people are trying to figure out their best way.
In control,
some states are opening up. Yes, if we're not in control of it, then we are all going to be at the point where we understand that we have to live with it. And we're living with COVID-19 until there is a cure or a vaccine. Other countries are going to laugh at us and go, look at that. They couldn't get rid of COVID-19 because people refused to do smart things and they stopped wearing masks and all of these things. But let's just say we get to that point. We're going to be living with COVID-19 and trying to figure out a way to live our everyday life. And by that point, even the most staunchest of people who are still want to stay home and not go out and limit all kinds of contact, they're going to be at that point where the world is going to open up again. And the United States is going to open up again. And we're just going to have to figure out the best way to deal with it. Do you want your kid to go to school? Do you want your kid to learn from distance-wise? We're going to have many normal things or close to normal things that will resume in the spring just because this whole time we've spent, if we haven't been able to cut into it at all, and if we do cut into it, great. It's great news for us. But let's just say we haven't. We're going to be, okay, well, everything's got to go on. We can't sit around and wait. We've done it for almost a year, and we haven't got rid of COVID-19. Screw it. We're living with it. Let's just go forward. And that's what's going to happen. Well, we're going to have college football. We're going to have NCAA basketball. We're going to have all of it. We will play college football.
They can find a way. I absolutely agree with it. But the sentence of, well, we've done it for a year. If it's still around, that means we haven't done it. That means we haven't done the simple things that we could, that could shorten things. I go back to, on the Sunday night show, Chris Plank, a college football sideline reporter, saying a month and a half ago, take the virus seriously or else you're screwing around with my football season. And that's what we're seeing happen right now.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, phone number 877-99 on Fox. Look, and that's what's happened. And could we wind up getting a handle on it? Sure, we could. I mean, it could happen. And that's all great news because that means everything opens up. But another few more months and you won't be able to hold back the desire of the entire country to reopen. And you're going to see a change in stances from governors who are going to say, okay, let's do things the right way. We have to reopen. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. We're going to put out new parameters for us to live by and how it's going to be. And maybe it's all right. Masks are going to be mandatory in March, but that's going to be it. Everybody's wearing a mask. That'll be the one big thing going into stores, what people have to do. And that's where we're going to be, because a year in, if we haven't done anything, it's going to break everybody's back. We're just going to go back to being normal and wake up every day and hope we have a vaccine. Is today the day? Click, refresh. No. How about today? Today the day? Click, refresh. No. Today the day? Click, refresh. No. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. Mike Harmon out. Steve DeSager in for Mike. Coming up next, wait till we tell you what one of the biggest college football head coaches had to say today. It'll blow you away. This is Fox.